This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has arrived in Keralam to attend NDA election campaigns in Tiruvalla and Thiruvananthapuram. He is addressing a public meeting at Tiruvalla Stadium where NDA candidates from nearby constituency along with senior party leaders are present.
तिरुवल्ला केरलम में विकास के नए युग की शुरुआत का केंद्र बनकर उभरा है। मैं इस जन समर्थन के लिए तिरुवल्ला की जनता का बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद करता हूं। तिरुवल्ला के लोगों का विश्वास ये हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत है। अभी दो तीन दिन पहले जब मैं दिल्ली में था, मेरी केरलम के बीजेपी कार्यकर्ताओं से फोन पर लंबी चर्चा हुई।
Thereafter, the Prime Minister will arrive in Thiruvananthapuram and lead a road show from Karmanad to Kilipalam in the heart of the city. The Election Commission has approved creation of 4,660 auxiliary polling stations to facilitate voters when number of voters exceeded 1,200 in West Bengal. The Commission has also approved shifting of 321 polling stations for the convenience of the voters. The total number of polling stations, including auxiliary polling station, are now 85,379 in West Bengal. Election Commission has written a letter to the Chief Electoral Officer of the state in this regard. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, team visited the Kaliachak 2 BDO office in Malda, West Bengal today and questioned pilot car drivers involved in rescuing seven judicial officials along with officers present during the incident. Several suspects have been detained. The agency is probing the gherao and violence involving judicial officials outside the office on Wednesday. The Election Commission handed over the case to the NIA following a Supreme Court directive to have the matter investigated by either the CBI or the agency. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan emphasized the role of education in nation building before presiding over the certificate distribution. He was addressing the gathering of scholars and faculty on the third convocation ceremony of Mahatma Gandhi Central University in Motihari today. The Vice President awarded gold medals to students for their outstanding academic performance following the academic proceedings. The Vice President will visit Bhitiharwa Gandhi Ashram in Gonaha block of West Champaran, where he will pay tribute to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Chanchal Kumar today visited the Film and Television Institute of India and institutions functioning under the National Film Development Corporation of India, including the National Film Archive of India. During the visit, he inspected the newly developed film theatre, editing facilities and film production studios at Film and Television Institute of India. He also reviewed the use of modern technologies in filmmaking and editing and took stock of the film education being imparted at the institute. Later, he visited the National Film Archive of India and reviewed the ongoing digitization projects under the National Film Heritage Mission. Iran has formally rejected a United States proposal for a 48-hour ceasefire, underscoring a hardening of Tehran's stance amid the escalating West Asia conflict and raising concerns about further instability in the region. Reports indicate that Iran has formally rejected a United States proposal for a 48-hour ceasefire. The offer was conveyed through a third country, but Tehran responded by intensifying operations on the ground rather than pausing. There has been no public comment from United States on the rejection. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians were 61 for 2 in 8 overs against Delhi Capitals at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi when reports last came in. Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to bowl. In another match, Gujarat Titans will face Rajasthan Royals at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The match is scheduled at 7:30 p.m. Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets in Chennai last night. Indian archer Shyam Sundar Swamy secured a bronze medal in the compound men's individual event at the World Archery Para Series in Bangkok. Swamy defeated fellow Indian archer and Paris Paralympic bronze medalist Rakesh Kumar in tie break after both were logged at 143 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.